It's time for My Farm Roots, a series from Harvest Public Media. This year, we're speaking with farm kids about what it's like growing up in a changing rural America. Midwest kids have a strong connection to the land, and in farm country, roots run deep.
I'm Luke Runyon, a reporter with Harvest Public Media. I met 24-year-old Jeff Siegfried at an experimental farm in northern Colorado.
We'll head down this way.
He's decked out in a green and gold hat and polo shirt, the colors of his alma mater, Colorado State University.
I'm Jeff Siegfried. I'm 24 years old from Holly, Colorado, which is in extreme southeastern Colorado. We're here north of Fort Collins, and I am currently working on my master's.
We're north of Fort Collins, but we're also...
We're standing in the middle of a cornfield.
But this isn't just any cornfield. Even though he grew up on a small alfalfa and sheep farm on the state's eastern plains, Jeff is way beyond the quaint pastoral picture many people have of farms. He's interested in data, and using that data to make farms more efficient, outfitting them with high-tech gadgetry.
There it is. A little bit further.
That's why he's into UAVs, or drones, that take images of fields while flying above. And it's why his test plot contains a 10-foot-tall metal post that doubles as a research station. It collects information about the moisture in the soil and takes infrared images of the plant's leaves.
At the very top, we've got a cellular antenna that's broadcasting the soil tension to the cloud every 15 minutes.
With this, I mean, you know a lot about this field. When, like, most cornfields don't have stations like this.
Right. Well, this being a science experiment, basically, we've got almost more information than we necessarily need. We're using technology to make better management decisions. So we're putting the right input in the right place at the right time and in the right amount. So the studies have to be conducted in such a way that eventually it's the technology we could be using in the field or an innovation that's going to make a difference. With precision agriculture, a lot of the technology does get, there's a lot of jargon involved with some of it. When I get into some of the remote sensing and start talking about satellite imagery, like kernel convolutions, and when I say multispectral, a lot of people give me funny looks. And I had a relative who was asking me about UAVs. And I was telling him about kind of how some of the systems are autonomous, where you can put in a flight path and you basically hit a button and tell it to correct its course on its own. And when I said autonomy, he just gave me this look and kind of said, English, please. And if I talk to my mom about it a little bit, she usually kind of responds with that. I think I understood most of that. I don't think I would necessarily run my own operation. I could see myself being an agronomist, kind of consulting, helping farmers make decisions with their land and things like that. What I'm really interested in at the moment is education, though. What I'd like to do is get my master's and possibly my PhD and kind of help to get those younger minds in the future shaped and excited for agriculture.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media stations across the Midwest. To hear more My Farm Roots stories, or to share your own, visit harvestpublicmedia.org.